Hello friends, I'm super excited to have you join in today again. Welcome to Relationship Matters Podcast. Fumilayo Adepoju speaking. So last week I started a series on relationship matters and etiquette. And you know, I'll just quickly do a recap and continue from where we stopped last week. So I mentioned the fact that relationships are all about human connection. And they are essential to our emotional well-being. And so, it's important to develop and nurture them to the best of our ability. I mentioned the manners are a way we communicate our respect for other individuals. So, it is very, very important to have to keep manners in all relationships in our life. I mentioned 5 relationship manners and etiquettes that is needed to make our relationships thrive. Number 1, I mentioned the fact that we have to be other people oriented. Number 2, I said don't compare because no 2 individual is the same. Number 3, I mentioned the fact that it's important for you to always dress appropriately for the occasion. And how you dress affects your relationships. Number 4, keep electronic communication respectful. Number 5, I mentioned the fact that we have to be a good listener. Many a times we are always quick to preempt the other person without getting the message first. So listen and listen and listen. In any conversation, you need to listen to get where the other person is coming from, understand the message, then you can respond. So let me take it up from here today, guys. Number 6, I'll continue on the next etiquette and manner that is necessary for us, and that is respect. Show respect. You know, the Bible has so much to say about respect. I would like to quickly read 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 17. I take it in 3 different translations, just the first part of that verse. TPT translation says, recognize the value of every person and continually show love. Wow. TLB says, show respect for everyone. The message says, treat everyone you meet with dignity. That is very deep, which means every human being demands to be respected. They deserve it, to be respected, irrespective of their status, of their occupation, of their level, of their age, of their race, of their color, what have you. Every human being deserves to be respected. Either the person is above or below you, in whatever regard. So you must recognize that people are valuable. Recognize and treat people, everyone you meet, with dignity. You can't tell. The person you look down on today might be the key to your next level tomorrow. So, respect for others is essential if you want to have a good relationship with anyone on a personal level. This means that you need to accept differences as well as embrace similarities. So let me quickly mention a few ways you can show respect to other people. Number 1, always listen to the other person. Even when he or she is saying something you consider unimportant. Number 2, give credit to the other person for their accomplishments. Congratulate them when they win, even if you are the one that lost. That is it. Genuinely celebrate other people. Number 3, speak to everyone in a respectful tone. You must mind the tone of your voice. Speak to everyone in a respectful tone. Everyone. Your subordinates, your team members, your children, your friends, whoever it is. Speak to everyone in a respectful tone. Number 5, give people a chance to respond without interruption. It shows that you have respect for them. But when somebody is trying to pass across his message and you are cutting the person off, then it shows that you don't have any respect or regard for that person. Number 6, allow other people to voice their opinion without judging them. 7, always be on time for appointments. If something out of your control causes you to be late, you need to contact the person immediately. So respect your time and respect your word. Number 7, ask for advice and let the other person know you respect his opinion. Number 8, don't assume anything based on the person's socioeconomic status, race, sex, or religion. Never assume anything. So show respect and dignity for every man and everyone. So let's go to the next point for today. And that is our number 7. Be nice. As simple as that word is, it goes a long way in servicing your relationships. And let me just give you a few tips on how you can be nice. Have a ready smile. Always wear a smiling face. Don't always frown your face at every time. Wear a smiling face. Avoid being sarcastic, rude, or snappy with the other person, even when you're frustrated. Then do your best to be positive, but don't be fake. You need to do it genuinely. Help others when the opportunities arise. Always say thank you or send a thank you note. Even if it's your closest friend or spouse that does something little for you or even give you something little, whatever the case may be. Always offer a pleasant greeting. Always greet before you communicate any other thing. Greeting first. It's a very important relationship etiquette that you must learn. No matter the thing that is bothering on your heart, you must greet the other person first. Be ready to give a sincere compliment when the occasion calls for it. Then you can tell the other person the things you like about him or her. Compliment their children, spouse, or any other person who means something to them. You can say something nice about what they are wearing. It's part of being nice. Number 8 is what I call having fun. You know, friends, family, and colleagues are supposed to be fun to be around. You know, if you find yourself not having a good time, take a look at your attitude and what you had to the relationship. And you may discover that you are not bringing your share of the joy. So you need to find ways to have a good time and make wonderful memories. So these are a few tips on how to have fun in your relationships. You need to find ways to lighten up. Don't just tighten your face every now and then. It is not even good for you. There are times you have to be serious, fine, but there are times that you have to lighten up. Make time for fun with your loved ones, even if it's just on a weekend, a day, or even just a few hours. It is very, very important. Number 9, be accountable. One of the best things friends and close family members can do for one another is to be accountable. You know, when you make a commitment to someone you care about, you have to honor it. Take responsibility for your part in that relationship. And the closest people to you will want to be around you. Part of the tips on being accountable in a relationship are not limited to the fact that 1, ask for feedback and be willing to accept advice. Imagine if after returning home from a party, you looked in the mirror to discover a conspicuous piece of spinach in your teeth. And you think to yourself, why didn't anyone at the party tell me? Well, probably because they were afraid that giving you this embarrassing feedback would be awkward for them, or you never asked them if you had anything in your teeth. And here is the important thing to remember. We all have spinach in our teeth. We just don't know about it because other people feel awkward pointing it out, or we never ask them to. So, relationships deteriorate fast when someone doesn't feel they can be frank with you. When you are doing something that bothers them and they don't feel they can tell you. It's a very serious state to be. Passive aggression behavior is almost sure to follow in such a situation. So, when you ask for feedback, you eliminate the need for people to use passive aggression behavior to get their message across to you. Then you also need to offer to help the other person in needs or goals. That is how to be accountable. State your accountability needs up front so the other person knows what to watch out for. Number 10, be forgiving. You need to always forgive. Colossians chapter 3 verse 13. Bible says, be gentle and ready to forgive. Never hold grudges. Remember the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. You know that everyone makes mistakes. When family members or friends mess up, listen to their apology and forgive them. Don't keep rehearsing something from the past. That doesn't mean you have to roll over and get abused, but it does mean that you need to give them the benefit of the doubt. So, here are ways you can become more forgiving. Number one, discuss the issue and come to an agreement, but don't keep bringing up the issue over and over again. Avoid anything that might bring back the issue that requires forgiveness. So, I'd like to conclude again today by saying that your relationship is like a mirror. The way you treat the other person is how they will understand they should treat you. It's as simple as that. So treat people the way you want to be treated. This week, I challenge you again. Make a conscious effort to show your people that you respect them. To show everyone in your life that you respect them. If you say you're going to do something, do it and even go the extra mile to get it done. Thank you so much again for listening today. Till I come your way again, keep winning in your relationships. God bless you.